Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So here's a scoop from WNYC's Feed Into World's Immigration Project. President Obama is getting ready for a new run at comprehensive immigration reform, but most of the media hasn't noticed. The reason is he only let it slip on a Spanish-language radio show, and the English-language press pretty much didn't pick it up. Diego Graglia is with us. He is Feed Into World's blog editor and joins us now. Diego, thanks a lot for coming on today. How you doing?
Hello, Brian. Thanks for having me.
What radio show did the president go on, and what was the context?
Well, it was almost 2 weeks ago. He was on the air with Eddie Piolín Sotelo. He's the most popular radio host in the Spanish language in the whole nation, and he's based in L.A. He has a show called Piolín por la Mañana, which is Piolín in the mornings, and it's mostly a lighthearted show. Like, he has a lot of jokes and phone pranks also. It's like a more polite version of Howard Stern in Spanish, I could say.
Mm-hmm.
And he landed
an interview with the president on a show like that.
Oh, yes. Oh, he actually landed two interviews with Obama. This is the second time he goes on the show.
So what did he say exactly about immigration policy?
Well, that's the one thing Piolín pressed him on was immigration reform. And so the president said that he expects to begin the process of dealing with the immigration system this year. And then he seemed to present what sounded like a two-part plan. One thing he said is working on improving the current legal immigration system for people to be naturalized faster, for those who want to become citizens to have an easier job at doing it. And then he said we've got to have comprehensive immigration reform, which is what most pro-immigration advocates are waiting to hear. But of course, he said it's going to take a while. So he presented the other part as the first step in the plan.
And we'll go more deeply into that in a minute. Did he say all this in English or Spanish?
No, it was all in English. The interview was presented with a translation afterwards for the Spanish-speaking public.
So here's a little bit of what he said, as quoted on the Feed Into Worlds, which, by the way, for those of you who want to go on their site, it's feet in then the number 2 worlds.wordpress.com. And here's part of what the president said. He said, we're going to start by really trying to work on how to improve the current system so that people who want to be naturalized, people who want to become citizens, like you did, he said to Piolín, that they are able to do it, that it's cheaper, that it's faster, that they have an easier time in terms of sponsoring family members. So there's a lot in there, Diego. There are a number of things in there. So what did he mean, if you understood it, by an easier time sponsoring family members? Isn't the drift in Congress right now away from letting in so many relatives under the family reunification or brothers and sisters provision of immigration law?
Yes, I think what he was implying there was trying to improve and streamline the bureaucracy because, you know, even if you have all the a clear legal path to becoming an American resident and then a citizen, it still takes a few years and a lot of time and money for you to do it. So that's one thing I think he meant by improving the current system.
Mm-hmm.
And also, last year, the Bush administration made a few changes in the naturalization test and also increased the fees for people to become citizens. So I think he was talking about that in particular.
Right. So that was when he talks about making it easier and cheaper to become a naturalized citizen. And he said he's
exactly
referring to legal immigrants first. So
mm-hmm, exactly.
So that's for people who are already on the path to citizenship. You want to fill us in a little bit more on what changed under Bush? What's different now than might have been the case for people here legally interested in citizenship? What's different than 8 years ago?
Well, I don't think it was particularly Bush. There were these two concrete changes I mentioned. But the whole immigration system seems to have become bogged down over the years. And there's a big backlog of cases of people who have applied and are waiting, especially, I think, in the family reunification type of cases. I'm not really an expert on all of this, but... The time it takes to become a citizen has become longer and longer. And what the Bush administration did was increase the prices too. So in a way, it's becoming harder and more expensive.
This idea that he's getting ready to introduce comprehensive reform, did he give any more details of how he's getting ready for that? Who in his cabinet is working on it or what it might look like? Anything like that?
Well, he's not extremely specific, like mentioning any timelines or anything, but he said he was expecting to convene leadership on the issue in the next several months. That would take to imply congressional leadership, and also he mentioned immigration advocates. He said he wanted them to put forward ideas on how to actually get this through Congress, because he recognized it's going to be even harder than it was 2 years ago when the McCain-Kennedy bill failed.
And a few months is soon. Maybe that's what's news here, is that even as he's doing all this stuff with the economy and the Iraq war and health care and all this stuff that's really at the top of his agenda and that's so broad and far-reaching as it is, he may be ready to jump into this thicket of comprehensive immigration reform here in 2009. Is that what you took from this?
Yeah, and it would be a following through of his promises during the campaign, because Obama repeatedly told at least the Spanish-speaking media that he planned to address immigration reform in the first year of his term. He didn't say he planned to pass it, but he was at least going to start working on it in the first year. So in that sense, it seems like a coherent step.
Diego Graglia from Feed In Two Worlds, my guest on WNYC, talking about the interview that President Obama gave to a Spanish language radio talk show that had some news about his plans for immigration reform. We can take a few phone calls for Diego at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And then in a few minutes, we're going to have an Uncommon Economic Indicators call in for immigrants only. We want to know what's going on in your immigrant communities that reflect the changing economy. Are remittances down that people are sending back to countries of origin? Is there reverse migration? Do you see maybe people not coming to the New York area so much, maybe even people leaving back for their countries of origin because it's considered to have more economic opportunity now? What are you seeing? So we'll take those calls in a couple of minutes. You can post those stories now to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. But, Diego, it may be too early to know this, but John McCain and President Bush and Ted Kennedy all worked together on comprehensive immigration reform, as you know, including the path to citizenship. But they ran into that political wall of resistance, and they couldn't get it done. They retreated
right
into enforcement of the borders first, at least McCain did, to try for comprehensive reform sometime in the future. Do you have any idea whether Obama's approach is going to be different from McCain, Kennedy, or Bush comprehensive-style immigration reform? Any idea whether he's going to come at this in a different way to try to get the same result?
Well, if you look at the campaign, the immigration reform proposals from both sides were very similar. What Obama has proposed is divided in three or four points. First of all, he talks about securing the borders. Second, he talks about streamlining the system for legal immigration. And then The last and the most contentious point is addressing immigration reform with including a path to citizenship for the undocumented, which is his way of calling what the right wing calls amnesty or shamnesty in some cases.
Are there other examples of President Obama speaking differently to the Spanish language press than the English language press?
I think the main difference is that he does talk about the issue every time he appears on Spanish language media. He did it with Piolín the first time in 2007. He did it now. Michelle Obama also was in the studio with Piolín, and she also talked about immigration reform. So the main difference is the fact that the president actually addresses the issue, which in mainstream appearances he barely does. For example, I'll give you three examples. The speech at the Democratic National Convention, he dedicated about two or three lines to the issue of immigration, and it was framed in a way that most Hispanic advocates don't see it. He said, I don't know if you remember the phrase, he said, passions may fly on immigration, but I don't know anyone who benefits when a mother is separated from her infant child, or an employer undercuts American wages by hiring illegal workers. Most Hispanics don't see themselves as undercutting wages, you know. And then the other two examples were the inaugural speech, where he only mentioned the immigrant experience, but he didn't talk about the current situation. And last week's speech at the joint session of Congress, he didn't mention the issue at all.
Patricia in Manhattan, you're on WNYC with Diego Graglia, blog editor for Feed Into Worlds. Hi.
Yes, good morning. I was just wondering if President Obama said anything recently about the status of the DREAM Act.
The DREAM Act, which would grant permanent resident status to people who've grown up since very young as children of illegal immigrants who would technically be illegal themselves. Is that an accurate enough description, Diego?
That's correct. Yes, what I think is after he took office, Obama has not made any statements regarding the DREAM Act, but during the campaign he had expressed his support for these students who are very widely organized. They have a lot of websites and blogs, and they are conducting a grassroots campaign to try to get support for that particular bill.
And a lot of people see that as the first step, sort of the most politically acceptable step, to seeing some immigrants who are technically here illegally in a different light. Because everybody covered by the DREAM Act would have come here as very young children, even though they would be in undocumented status. And they've now grown up, but they've grown up as Americans. Do you think Congress has the political will to get that done with a Democratic majority and then send it to the president's desk?
Well, it looks like you're right. It's one acceptable piece of legislation that could be passed. And also the results from the last congressional elections, the ones that took place on November 4th, show that a big majority of the candidates that ran on hardline immigration platforms lost. This is according to a study published by America's Voice, which is a pro-immigrant organization. But it shows you that running on the hard line in this issue didn't bring the actual results that it was traditionally associated with.
By the way, does he say anything when he goes on Spanish language media? Anything in Spanish? I mean, is he fluent at all? Is it just, you know, si se pueda, and he leaves it at that? Or does he go any further?
No, he actually, the first time he went on Piolín, he sang a song that's called Mexico Lindo y Querido, beautiful and beloved Mexico. It seems he knew a few lines, and, well, I am not going to talk about the quality of his singing, but he actually knew the words.
I've never heard him sing in English. What do you think of Janet Napolitano as Homeland Security Secretary, which means she has jurisdiction over immigration? And, of course, she's the former governor of Arizona, where she would have had a lot of experience with immigrants and immigration from Mexico. Any indication what she's going to mean for immigrant communities, particularly Mexican immigrants and policy?
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of waiting to see where she's really going to go. She's known more or less as a centrist or a pragmatist on this issue. As a governor, she called for the National Guard to help patrol the border in Arizona. But at the same time, she has been asking, for example, for more enforcement on employers who hire undocumented immigrants. One sign that immigration advocates took as a good sign was last week after Immigration and Customs Enforcement had its first worksite raid under the Obama administration. The same day, Napolitano called for a review on the raid. It was an engine manufacturing or remanufacturing factory in Bellingham, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over 2,000 immigrants were arrested. So she immediately called for a review on the raid, and we're waiting to see what comes out from that review.
Before you go, Diego, and we go on to a call-in for immigrants in our Uncommon Economic Indicators project, how is the economy reflected on Feed in Two Worlds these days? Are you seeing changes in immigration flow between here and certain countries or any other indicators?
Mm-hmm. Well, Brian, as you may know, I'm currently based in Mexico temporarily. I'm talking to you from Mexico City. And I've been in one state recently, Jalisco, which sends or used to send a lot of immigrants to the U.S., particularly Detroit, Chicago, and L.A. And the talk on the streets is not only people are not leaving, but some people are indeed returning. This is a very hard fact to measure, you know, because, you know, illegal immigration is not something you can count very easily. But at least the chatter on the streets in the small towns that I visited was people are actually returning because it's not really worth the sacrifice being in the U.S. for and not making any money at all.
Is it actually easier to get work there?
Well, it's easier in some ways, but also people rely on very stable support networks, not only in terms of family and having their loved ones around, but also one guy was telling me he was able to get a loan to restart his business here quite easily from something like a mutual union or something like that. And it worked really well for him, while in L.A. he was having a really hard time.
Diego Graglia is the Feed Into Worlds blog editor. You can see his stuff and the work of others in the Feed Into Worlds project, which WNYC is proud to be associated with, at feedin2worlds.wordpress.com. Diego, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
And you heard it, immigrants. Diego talking about reverse flow to the town in Mexico where he's stationed right now. Are you seeing this in your immigrant community? After the break, a call in for immigrants from anywhere with your Uncommon Economic Indicators Immigration Edition. Are people going back to their countries of origin from your community? Remittances down. What other uncommon economic indicators would you call and relate to the rest of the listeners? Immigrants only. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692.